This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for April the 23rd. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Genesis chapter 50 verse 20. It says there, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." End of quote. God is fully capable of bringing the unexpected outcomes from the expected actions. You can always expect the unexpected in the hands of God. Joseph's brothers intended to harm him. However, God used their evil plans and intentions to produce a surprising result and accomplishment. We expect quiet and undisturbed lives, don't we? Yet God has unexpected plans and achievements in store for those who trust Him and called according to His purposes. Bible, the Old Testament and the New Testament are full of examples to prove today's Bible insight. You see, people typically want to continue their lives without shocks and shakings. They expect such undisturbed lives and they think that is a result of God-centeredness. However, the truth is far from this conception. The Lord always shocks and shakes His people to mold them in order to accomplish His plans and purposes. Jacob never anticipated what is in store when he was running away from Paddan Aram to Laban's house. However, God already planned to build the nation Israel out of His 12 children, the 12 tribes of Israel. You see, Judah never expected he would be the chosen tribe through which the Messiah and the Savior of the world would come. His life history and character were not impressive when compared to Joseph, as we read in the book of Genesis in the pages of the Bible. Although God promised a son to Abraham, he never thought Sarah and he would need to wait that long to pass the childbearing age for that promise to be fulfilled. You see, he was 100 and she was 99. On a side note, Abraham already developed a pretty good dad-son relationship with a 13-year-old teenager, Ishmael. Genesis 17 verses 18 and 25. Now his hope was rekindled again. Chapter 17, 19 to 22. And then God asked to sacrifice that promised son, Isaac. Genesis chapter 22 verse 2. You see, Abraham, the father of the faith, was a living example of the unexpected, expected norm of life. If so, why do you think you should not have any shaking and shocks in your faith environment? You see, now, who thought Samson, a different type of man with severe weakness, would accomplish God's plan and purposes in his life for the nation Israel? Whoever fathomed Jesus would be born on the genealogy of Ruth, a Moabite? Who thought the eternal Son of God, Jesus Christ, would be born in a remote village in a countryside to a virgin who is nobody in those days, and that even in a box in a stable manger from which cattle and horses ate? You see, who would ever choose uneducated poor fishermen to become disciples except for the Son of God, Jesus Christ? Who would entrust them with the Great Commission to take the gospel to the entire world? Matthew 28:16-20, Acts 1:7-8. Yet those 12 poor disciples turned the history upside down with the power of the Holy Spirit after the arrival of the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 2, as Jesus promised. You see, when they witnessed risen Christ along with the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit, the ordinary poor man became unusually mighty witnesses of the Lord. They were ready to lose their life for the sake of the truth of the resurrected Jesus Christ. Beloved, you can anticipate unanticipated things from our Lord. Indeed, if no unexpected stuff happens in your life, it should raise some questions about the genuineness of your faith, life, and environment. Down through the history of Christianity, this has always been true. God used unexpected people to represent Him, to carry His message to the world, didn't He? Bible says in the book of Psalm 113, verse 4-9, this. It says, "The Lord is exalted over all the nations, His glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, the one who sits enthroned on high, who stoops down to look on the heavens and the earth? He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He seats them with the princes of His people. He settles the children, childless woman in her home as a happy mother of children. praise and hallelujah to the Lord. You see, conducting a life of faith in God would certainly expect the unexpected, anticipate paradoxes, and ready for surprises. Trusting in a miraculous God and living here on this planet Earth is filled with different types of adventures. Faith life is not meant for faint-hearted, doubtful, and suspicious people. It is for courageous, open, risk-taking, and adventurous. It is not a boring life. It is a life of expectancy, expecting new things. God always does wonderful and miraculous things, and He would make you ready for such things as you grow in the Lord. Beloved God, a moment for today's prayer. Pray after me. Father in heaven, I thank you because I can find meaning, hope, fulfillment, and life in your Son, Jesus Christ, who came, died, and buried, and rose again for all of my sins. I know no one is out of hope and blessings if they come to Jesus, the Savior of the world. Lord Jesus, come to my life now and turn my life for your glory. You are the Lord, I am not. You are the Master, I am not. As you make and mold me according to your plans and purposes, may I always be clay in your hands. What a wonder to live and serve you. I praise and worship you. In Christ's name I pray, Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.